The company that makes the popular computer games Fortnite will have to pay $500 million to the Federal Trade Commission and consumers. The FTC alleges that Epic Games failed to protect children from harassment and abuse while playing Fortnite and tricked players into making unintentional purchases in the game. The $520 billion settlement is the largest ever ordered by the FTC. Jason DeBruin is with North Carolina Public Radio, the state where Epic Games is based. Jason, so give us some background. What was this case all about?
Yeah, so parents listening to this probably have kids maybe who play the game Fortnite. It sort of simulates a world where characters can battle against each other or also build communities. There are a lot of people who play this, more like 400 million people worldwide. And the game makers, Epic, they found a way to charge kids' accounts without their parents always knowing about it. And each one of these charges or each of these purchases, it's like a dollar or maybe even less. But, of course, the problem is when you add that over 400 million people, it adds up to a lot of money.
What were the kids buying?
Stuff, it's all in-app purchases or these in-game purchases, right? I mean, the game is free to play, but then there's all kinds of stuff in the game you can buy. So it's like a skin or a dance move or a costume. And these are kind of like status symbols, to be honest. And sometimes these status symbols will even spill over into the outside world, the real world. Maybe you've seen trends go viral on TikTok or other places.
So what's the impact then of this settlement? It's a big one.
Yeah, the money, obviously. I mean, it's, you know, $500 million, as you said, is a lot of money. And that'll, some of it will be refunded to parents, to players. And, of course, the company will now have to get more explicit approval from parents when making charges. But also, importantly, the second thing here is data collection. So in addition to sort of harvesting money, they were harvesting data from players. And this happened oftentimes through default settings that automatically opted players in to giving personal data as opposed to the default setting being to opt out. And on top of that, in some cases when parents tried to have that data deleted, it was very difficult or in some cases literally impossible for them to do so. So that's a big change as well.
All right, so what does Epic Games have to say about these practices?
So they said that they didn't break the law, which is true. They settled before this went to court or anything like that. And they said basically that the laws have not caught up with the gaming industry. Here's a sentence from their statement. Statutes written decades ago don't specify how gaming ecosystems should operate. But, of course, that said, the FTC said that, okay, even if maybe this wasn't technically illegal, it certainly was unethical. Here's part of their statement. Epic put children and teens at risk through its lax privacy practices and cost consumers millions in illegal charges through its use of dark patterns.
All right, so, Jason, parents, should they be expecting some kind of big payment coming out of this settlement?
Yeah, probably not. I mean, some parents might be refunded, as I said, maybe that buck or, you know, a couple bucks or something like that. And, of course, this doesn't establish a new law, so, you know, you still have to be careful, right? You still always have to be vigilant about what it is your kids are playing. Of course, there's no guarantees, so, you know, parents, it's always important to be mindful and vigilant of the game that your kids are playing.
Jason DeBruin of North Carolina Public Radio. Jason, thanks.
You're welcome.